This is The Record from KUOW. We're waiting for President Obama to begin his live national address requesting war authority from Congress. We will bring you that as soon as it begins. Last year, events in Ferguson in New York brought police conduct to the national attention. Sue Rahr is executive director of the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission. She's also a member of President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. Rahr is introducing a program called Blue Courage. It's part of training for new recruits and for veteran police officers in Washington State. She hopes it will be a step to changing police culture. Rahr told Jeannie Yandel when she arrived at the police academy, she was taken aback by the culture there.
When I came to the police academy after 33 years as a cop, I was surprised that the environment of the academy was very military. And a lot of the cultural artifacts, a lot of the messaging revolved around warriors and going to war and survival, which is absolutely a critical part of policing. The problem that I saw with that, though, is having the skills of a warrior doesn't mean you take on the mentality or the culture of a warrior. And so that's when we started talking about that at the academy, using the terminology, moving from a culture of warriors to the culture of guardians. I'm not saying that you don't need warrior skills, because you absolutely do, but I believe you need the mindset of a guardian.
A lot of the issues that occur with police officers when they're thinking perhaps more as warriors than as guardians are younger officers. So why is it important to expand this program to veteran officers at all if the problem mostly is with younger officers?
The older officers hold the culture, and those are the role models for the younger officers. So it's important that the culture we're teaching in the academy isn't in conflict with the culture that exists in a police department. So we really have to work on the culture of the agency, not just the training program.
Can you give me an on-the-ground example of how a training like this might impact policing?
If a police officer sees themselves as a warrior, there to enforce the law, and they're confronted with some problem on the street, if you have a mentally ill person creating a disturbance or, you know, causing problems, the warrior mentality is going to look at that as, what is the legal violation? You know, my tool belt is, I take this guy to jail or I don't. And looking at it that way, you're not going to address the underlying problem of what's causing that person to behave that way. A police officer that looks through the lens of a guardian, of a protector of the community, is going to look at, how do I make this community safer? And logically, the way to make it safer is to get this person who's obviously mentally ill to treatment so that they can fix their problems. The difference between the warrior cop encountering a problem with a person that has mental illness versus a guardian cop, the mindset is, how do I help this person correct their behavior, rather than how do I punish this person to get them to correct their behavior?
Sue Rahr is the executive director of the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission. That's the organization that is involved with police training across the state of Washington. She was also King County Sheriff and a police officer for years. We're talking about a training program she's looking to expand to experienced police officers. It's a program called Blue Courage. We've heard a lot of criticism lately of the police, nationwide, here in Seattle as well. After the events in Ferguson in New York, there were daily marches here in Seattle against police violence. Recently, a veteran police officer on the Seattle Police Force was put on desk duty and is under investigation after arresting a 70-year-old black man. The criticism there was that she arrested him for walking while black. So how does a program like this help alleviate those tensions that we have, particularly here in Seattle?
Things are going to go wrong. You know, there will be other incidents of police misconduct or police mistakes that reflect badly on everyone. But I really believe the community cares more about our motives than our actions. And if the community believes that we're trying to do the right thing, most people are pretty forgiving of a mistake. But if they believe our motivation is wrong, there is no forgiveness. And there shouldn't be. You know, there's no room to have evil intent when you're a police officer. We can't have that. In my experience, most police misconduct is misguided, maybe bad training, maybe a bad culture, but in most cases, it's something that's correctable. Some cases, it's not. And it's important for those officers to get out of the profession because it hurts everyone else.
Sue Rahr is the executive director of the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission. She spoke with Jeannie Handel.